Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five!
Americans who own AR-15s and AK-47s will have to sell them to the government. Are you proposing taking away their guns? And
we've treated so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job with.
Our forefathers weren't the pilgrims. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. The rock was landed on us.
You're listening to True Information with Marquis Davis and Grown As Man. Hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of True Information here with me, Marquis Davis, and Grown Ass Man.
What up, though? Yeah. Yeah.
So, I'm excited today again. I'm sorry. It's just, I love doing this, man.
Yeah. Anyway, continue. We're still in quarantine, you know.
It's gotten even worse. It's gotten worse.
Has it?
Yeah, man. All right, real quick. I know we have an actual show scheduled today, but really quick. As of right now, Texas is scheduled to open at the end of the week. I know Florida just opened this weekend to let people go to church.
Okay.
And it's Easter Sunday. I get it. Praise the Lord. And he rose. Yeah, got it. That's okay. Yeah. And he rose. But they're opening the beaches too.
Well, you got to praise Jesus on the beach.
No, bro. No, you don't.
What?
No, you don't. No, you don't. I think it's a conspiracy. Blackity, blackity, blah. Somebody out there opened the beaches up so they can still get all the money from the spring breakers.
Listen.
What's up?
This coronavirus stuff, the numbers have fluctuated so much,
I'm confused.
With it. I'm done with it. But let's get to the topic of the show. So, all know, we are still on quarantine, so we have to find things to talk about that will stimulate our minds and make us think, well, is that true? Well, should we just talk about that? And today we're going to talk about the Second Amendment. Now, I know it's a touchy subject for a lot of people. You're not going to take my guns. And I want to tell you today that I don't think that anyone can take your guns, not by the strength of the Constitution.
Correct.
But I'm going to try my hardest to argue that they can, and let's try to figure out if my argument is sound. Let's just see if that'll work.
Hold up. Uh-huh. Being nonpartisan. Uh-huh. That's what you and I are being nonpartisan. Are we going to have to really dig deep into our all guns are horrible and that no one can control a gun whatsoever? Are we going to dig there? Is that what we're digging?
You know what? I don't think we want to go that far because guns are useful for certain situations.
Yeah.
So.
You're right. Deterrence.
Extreme deterrence, you know.
Coffee mugs.
Hunting.
Get a buck knife. Oh, it's okay.
So we just got to go old Native American way to hunt now with bow and arrows.
Yeah, hey, man, I'm all good for it.
But then again, bow and arrows are a type of arm.
It's a projectile, my friend.
So we have the right to bear a bow and arrow if we... Okay, we'll get into it. So,
I want a crossbow.
I couldn't shoot a crossbow if my life depended on it, I don't think.
You got to train. Well, continue.
So let's look at the history of the Second Amendment and why we needed it. So when the British came over to America and landed on Plymouth Rock, because Plymouth Rock didn't land on me.
That's right.
King George III was taking away their guns and ammo. He was trying to stop some rebellions. This happened back in the 1760s and the 1770s. So British and Loyalist efforts to disarm the colonial patriots that were here in America in the colonies, they started trying to take away the people's guns. So the patriots started protesting by citing the Declaration of Rights. Now, if you don't know about Blackstone's summary of the Declaration of Rights, Google it like we all do. We all Google stuff.
Once again, Blackstone's Declaration of Rights.
So, yeah, type that in, Blackstone's Declaration of Rights, and you'll read that. That was like the pre-Declaration of Independence, the pre-Constitution, you know, as to speak.
The thing before the thing.
So, King George III was taking away our guns, so we needed something that could, on paper, on pen and pad, that would allow us to say, no, we have the right to arm ourselves.
Parchment and quill. Parchment and quill.
We have the right to arm ourselves.
We're going to arm ourselves, man.
And so now let's actually, let's try to read what the Second Amendment says. All right. So if you have your constitutions out, do we all have our pocket constitutions?
Of course we don't.
Okay, we don't. So I'll read it for you. So
thank you.
I'm going to read this from here. It says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the scrutiny of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Hmm. Layman terms says what?
It says that you can have guns and that nobody can take that right away from you.
Right. Because the militia is there to do what?
To secure a free state.
Here we go. Free state will stay free. The free state will stay free. And in order to stay free, all of you need guns. And we can't take your guns from you because you're expressing your right as a militia in a free state to keep it free.
To continue. Keep it free. To keep it free. Now the one that the verbiage that was ratified into the amendment and authenticated by the Secretary of State Thomas Jefferson reads as follows: a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
That's right.
It's the same verbiage, but we have a lot less commas.
So yep,
that means right now, with all those commas gone, I don't have any room for interpretation.
Right.
That means that right now,
punctuation matters.
It does matter. It matters. And without all that punctuation in the authenticated, ratified version of the Second Amendment, that means that, boom, right here, in order to keep a well-regulated security of a free state, you have the right to bear arms, and it shall not be infringed upon at all. So this brings me to what, what's his name, Burke Rowick? Remember him, the Democratic presidential nominee?
Oh yeah, I remember him. Okay, cool. Yeah, continue.
Remember at the debate, he was like, you know, I will take away the guns if I have to. Well, you can't. There's no way you can.
That's not like. And if I may interject, we might be stepping ahead of ourselves a little bit, but let's think about this logically, real quick. If you want, or if anyone wants a weapon, a gun, to protect their household and the people who are encompassed within that household, then yes, I feel all for it. You should have it. Now, here comes where it becomes tricky for me, and I know that it's tricky for the rest of the country. Now, if I have a wife and I have a son and I have 2 9-millimeters that with the ammunition that does not penetrate walls, I am doing what's known as protecting my house. If it doesn't go through the walls, it can't hurt anybody else outside of my house. If you come in my house when I don't invite you, bang, bang, chitty, bang, bang. And, you know, castle on all that stuff. But I shouldn't need, in my perspective, being a veteran soldier, I don't need a 500 round drum. I don't need a sniper rifle. I don't really need an assault weapon at all, but some people have those.
Now, you can't say, I don't think we can say assault weapon.
Is it AR?
I think we're just supposed to call them ARs, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, AR. And again, I don't think people who are not, you know, designated who need those things, but America's free trade country, blah, 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 and so people are buying them. Every time we have an incident with a gun, especially the last few years, guns at schools, they have been long understood. It's been an AR, and it has an extra attachment drum or something of that nature, and you know, mass destruction. You can't do mass destruction with a 9mm. I'm sorry, no. You can't. Mm-mm. You can't do mass destruction with a 9mm.
Unless you're one hell of a shot.
Unless you were just that damn good, sir.
Goddamn good.
If we're doing social distancing at this particular point, guess what? Having a 9 won't do much of anything. Bam.
I saw a meme the other day that said, you know, because of this COVID-19 outbreak, school shootings are down in the United States.
They sure are.
I was like, oh, come on, man.
That's sure a low blow. It's a low blow, but it's true. It's true information.
Oh, and then one thing, though, is that, you know, I am in full support of protecting my children by any means necessary, you know? And if they're at school and they have an armed guard at the school, I'm not upset about that. But there are some people in the United States who feel as though that is like, whoa, why would you do that? Why would you have an armed guard at the school? Because you never know who's going to come to that school, kick down a back door, and just try to spray up the place because they have a moment of clarity. You know?
Yeah. Or so who's inside the school? Because I'm sorry, if the police, if the security guards and the police who are patrolling the schools now can do things like slam kids into desks and slam them against the a wall and things like that, because we've seen that, then why can't they be there so that they can make sure that if little Timmy or Tommy, who is really upset at the way he was laughed at yesterday and brings his dad's AR-15 with the extra drum and decides to take out half the grade, why can't they be there to stop that? I'm just saying. Am I wrong?
I saw a video.
Am I wrong about? I mean,
no, you're not wrong at all. But I saw a video the other day where a high school teacher, I think it was high school. Okay. He stopped a school shooting from happening from a guy who had a 12 gauge shotgun.
Were they in the hallway?
They were in the hallway. He was just hugging him.
He had the gun in one hand. He hugged him. And he took the gun out of the other hand and he hugged. Yep, I remember that.
And the boy was just crying on his shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what 95% of the school shootings are. It's not somebody who's upset. It's someone who needs a freaking hug.
I like hugs.
I mean, it's true. You know, a lot of these kids, you don't know where they come from. You know, with a teacher that, hey, you know, something might be going on at home, but you don't really know. And then you have these other kids. Kids are mean as hell. Kids are some of the meanest things on the planet.
Oh my God! And you
especially
know what?
To each other.
And then they grow up and they don't get any nicer.
No. So you have a child who's having a bad time at school and bad time at home, who comes to school, gets picked on, and the only way he knows how to resort is with violence, because he thinks if I get rid of these people, I'll never get picked on by them again. If that makes any sense, you know. And so with the Second Amendment, yes, we have the right to bear arms. We don't have the right to give those guns to our children. All right?
Yep.
But we have the right to protect ourselves. So as a parent, if you see a situation like a school shooting, since we're talking about that, you as a parent have to see your child and identify what the problem is before it escalates to that point.
Man, look. Now you're getting into telling people how to raise their kids, okay? All right?
I'm not telling you how to raise them.
I work two jobs. And I do not have time to be making sure that little Tommy or Timmy in the back is not doing anything crazy. I know my kids. My kids would never do anything like that.
You can at least talk to them once.
I talk to them all the time. I ask them how school's going.
I'm going to tell you right now, man. What's up? My kids, I got five kids. Everybody knows I have five children.
I thought you had eight. Didn't you say you had eight?
Had five.
Did you eat some? What happened?
Do not tack on any new children to me.
So, tax deductions, man.
Oh, stimulus check. Oh, so, so with, you know, all of my children, I understand their mannerisms. Sometimes I don't. My wife does it way better than I do. But I try to understand their mannerisms and how, you know, when they come home from school, I look at them. Hey, how was school? Why are you looking so down? You know, what happened? Mm-hmm. Oh, if you won't tell me, then I have your mama ask you, and you'll tell her. I know you'll tell her.
Yeah, better tell her. You gonna talk to one of us?
But that's good parenting.
It is,
you know. And then on top of the Second Amendment, you know, which we're talking about the right to bear arms, as a good parent, you can stop a school shooting from happening if you just simply talk to your children. And that's what I think we've missed when we talk about taking away the Second Amendment and trying to take away guns, is that we did not look at these parents, because we only talk about this when a school shooting happens, right?
True. Well, there was a school shootings, and before that, there was the, oh, I remember I was deployed, but there was the movie theater shooting with the guy who wanted to be Joker.
Yep.
There was,
and then
the
one in San Bernardino, the wife and husband team.
Yep. There was the one in the church.
But he was a young man as well, though.
He was a young man, but he was still off. He was off, and he showed people he was going to do some crazy stuff. But look, if you are starting to say we need to regulate how guns are controlled, you are legitimately fixing the symptom of a problem versus fixing the problem. You are doctoring it. You are telling the doctor tells you, oh, you have a headache. All right, well, just take take some Tylenol. That's a symptom.
Drink some water and move
drink
on.
Drink some water and move on. That's a symptom. The issues that we have with all these school shootings, let's be real, the issues that we have with all these school shootings, or all these mass shootings.
Mass shootings is an issue,
and it's being brought forth and shown through mass shootings. But all of these people who are doing it, pretty off the rocker. Let's be real.
So if we have a mental health issue, should we now just have a stronger evaluation before purchasing a firearm?
Yeah, see, that kind of went out. And I think that our 45th president just signed a bill saying that there will be no restriction on people who have prior mental disability, so to speak, from purchasing firearms.
Okay. Well, according to the Constitution, I see no problem with that.
According to the Constitution, you are correct. You are correct. Now, here's the thing. Can you tell me again when the Constitution was written?
Oh, well, you know, 1770.
Okay, yeah. Sure. That's three hundred years ago.
Mm-hmm.
300 years ago. I'm pretty sure we should update some stuff.
Well, that's why, you know, they say the Constitution is an ever-evolving and document, because we can change it and add to it.
Okay, so where's the add? Didn't something happen in like 2018 or something?
2008, actually, we had the Supreme Court make a decision based off of locks on and unloaded and disassembled shotguns in the District of Columbia versus Heller.
Okay, District of Columbia. Shout out to D.C., Shout out to the city.
D.C. Versus Heller.
Hey, stand up Southeast. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Northeast, we all right with y'all. On mothers.
So the Supreme Court, they upheld the Second Amendment by saying that it protects an individual's right to keep and bear arms unconnected with service in a militia for traditionally lawful purposes such as self-defense within the home.
Can you go ahead and lay layman's out that to me, please?
All right. So instead of you having to be in a militia, let's say like the Georgia Southern Militia, instead of having to be with them in order to get a firearm, you can own it for purposes such as self-defense.
Protect your home. Like castle law. Protect your home.
It also stated that the right to bear arms is not unlimited and that guns and gun ownership would continue to be regulated. Okay. So that means we just can't go out there and buy guns willy-nilly. There's a regulation to it. So we just can't go buy a automatic rifle. We can buy a semi-automatic rifle. So that's a regulation.
Okay.
Now, if we had into law that you had to have a mental check before you bought a gun, that's just a regulation.
That is a regulation. It's regulating.
It's regulated.
Regulators.
Which makes sense. You know what? I know at the beginning of the show I said I was going to be, you know, pro-gun, I mean, against it and stuff, but like, I can't. It's just so stupid to be against gun ownership.
Mm. Well, you know, guns kill people.
People kill people.
Because you don't hear about the Boston Strangler who strangled people. Let's get rid of all the rope.
No, nobody wanted to get rid of rope. Cars kill people every day.
I'm sorry. If we're getting on the factors of what kills people, hypertension, high blood pressure, kidney disease,
but we haven't stopped frying food.
We haven't stopped selling alcohol. We haven't stopped selling cigarettes. But they did change the law and make cigarettes a 21 and up now instead of 18.
It matters not, sir.
It matters not. You're correct. But okay. So with that being said, 2008, DC versus Heller. Now everyone has to put locks on their firearms, their home firearms. Have to put locks and have them disassembled, and you know. And here's the thing. Let's put this into a common sense view. That law is saying that they want you to disassemble your shotgun and or handgun, and then either or. Disassemble it and have a lock on it. How is that helping you in home protection, sir? Hey, get out my house. Wait.
I got to put my gun together.
Hold on. Stay right there. I got to put my gun together.
Now, if we apply that to law enforcement, if we apply the same law to law enforcement,
you mean the
how
cops?
Would that work?
Yeah. You mean the feds? I don't know.
Make the cops assemble their gun before they have to go and protect themselves with it.
I mean, I think it would really reduce two things. It would really reduce response times, and it would really reduce Yeah, I'm not even going to go there.
Don't go there. I know where you're going. I know where you're going.
I was about to. All right, anyway.
How about this then? How about if we have to have our military who's deployed assemble their rifle before they leave off the fob every day?
I mean, if you're really good, you can do it in what? 10 seconds?
Yeah, but then guess what?
What's
guess
up?
How much longer it's going to take? You got to go to the arms room.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Get your disassembled rifle because you're not allowing them to keep their disassembled rifle in their rooms.
Yep.
So now that 5 o'clock SP time is now 4 o'clock where I have to wake up at least 4. At least 4.
Man, but that's why we volunteer, man. We go through that on purpose. We wanted to do things like that, sir.
Yes, but if I had to assemble my rifle every morning by getting it from the arms room, going back to my, well, you know how this is going to be with the Army. You're going to get it from the arms room, assemble it, have it checked, disassemble it,
Then get issued ammo. And that's your personal weapon. All the crew serves, they're already disassembled anyway, and you have to put them together anyway. And if I'm sorry, for those of you who've been in the military, especially U-11 Bravo Bubbas, headspace and timing gauge on a 50 cal is an SOB. I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Well, it's easy now.
Yeah, that's because they made it super simple. it super simple.
I remember when I was learning headspace and time, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yo.
Why?
Like, why can't I? And there's always one idiot in the back. Why can't we just shoot it?
Exactly.
All right, numbnuts. You shoot it right here, right now. You see what happened to you. Bam.
Click, 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 click. You ain't shooting nothing.
Anyway. So no, to answer your question,
where I'm coming from.
I do. So one, the regular U.S. citizen is not and has not, and for all intents and purposes, will not engage in a military type of action at all. So I'm gonna just go ahead and throw the military portion off the table. Yes, okay. That's a good point. I'm gonna throw it off the table. Now, if the police officers to protect and serve. To protect and serve. If they're protecting and serving, then yes, their guns should be loaded and ready.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm outside walking and I have a concealed carry or a carry permit, it means that I can carry my gun my weapon loaded and ready to fire.
Mm-hmm.
I am allowed to do that. Now, why am I not allowed to do that while in my home?
Well, you know, because your kids might get the gun. Your kids might get it. A burglar might break in and scratch off your serial number.
What?
The fire might happen and your shells might go off. I'm trying here, dude. I have no idea.
No, that last one was actually pretty good, but that's in case of the shells. I mean, if you have a shotgun,
mm-hmm.
or at least a shotgun, then you know you might have it in a lockable soft case. If you have about 5 or 6, please don't store them in your goddamn on closet. Put them in a safe.
Yes.
Now you have the safe. You have it's usually a fireproof safe, so if it burns up. And that's one of the only things that's going to save. That's going to be saved.
You'll
safe.
Be good to go.
But nah, man, you right though. There's no good argument to say people shouldn't be able to protect themselves in their own homes. Because I'm sorry, this law that they have, this law right now, is only hindering the good people.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle had a saying. He's still alive, but he doesn't say it much anymore. But he has a saying. He said, grown ass, the locks keep the honest people honest.
Yep.
And I'm like, wow. And I'm like 8, 10 years old. Wow. Wait.
He is a sage.
This
he's a
this
sage among sages.
Sage among men. And I'm like, so, because, and I was like, so what does that really mean? He said, if someone knows how to pick a lock and a burglar picks your lock, you are going up against an expert. You can't really protect against all of that necessarily. But the honest people, yeah, they'll stay out. It's locked. It's okay. I don't need it. Mm-mm. And so it's like this. This law is only going to it's only hindering the honest people. It's only hindering.
That's with any of these laws, because criminals are going to do criminal things regardless of what the law is.
Criminal things. That's right. If I break, not me, but if you break the law by owning a sawed-off shotgun, okay. But that also means you're probably going to break the law somewhere else. I'm sorry. And if you want to pick and choose, then fine, pick and choose. But you already broke one law. Fine. But people who are going to break laws are going to break laws.
And continue to break laws.
And will continue to break laws if they feel the need. If someone feels the need right now that someone the laws are just wrong. This law is wrong. I should be able to be married to five people at once. I don't know why you would want to do that. I don't know why you would want to do that. I don't know why you would want to do that, but that's what you want to do. Then that's what you want to do. Go ahead and break that law. I'm exercising my right to free speech. No, you're exercising your right to have five wives, my friend. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why you would do that. One is enough.
But you see, but that brings us back to the Second Amendment. We have the right to bear arms. So until recently, why have people begun to fight this law?
Well, again, they've become to fight this law because I'll point it out like this. The media, being nonpartisan, the media has been saying things like, oh, someone was shot. Children were shot. People were shot with a gun. Oh, we need to get rid of guns.
You know, it's a rap song that one of my best friends, he always quotes. Now, I'm not going to say the real lyrics because, you know, I don't feel like getting fined by the FCC.
You talking about from the window to the wall?
No, not that one.
No?
Let's just change this word. Let's just change the first word. Okay.
Okay.
People get shot every day. They'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
You know, it's like guns protect people.
They
do damage.
Yeah, they do.
I've personally witnessed them do damage.
I've seen it too.
You know, and I wouldn't wish that kind of damage on anyone.
I don't wish collateral damage on anyone either. That just sucks. You know, when you're minding your own business and a stray bullet just hits you,
yep.
That sucks too.
You know, but things happen.
It doesn't matter who it's from, though.
Things happen. Bullets have no names on them.
No, unless you put a name on them. And even then.
They still have no name on them.
They still have no complete direction. They go straight. They don't curve. You know, Wanted?
Yeah, Wanted.
I'm sorry, Angelina Jolie and the other guy that was in the other movies. You can't curve bullets.
Not going to happen.
If you can, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, not going to happen. I'm a myth buster, but I think it's not going to happen. Busted. But you got to understand, people who are listening to the sound of my voice, that the Second Amendment is there for a reason.
It is.
For a very important, let's take right now, for instance, this COVID-19
you
lockdown.
You need to protect yourself, son.
Let's think about this. I read something today on the internet, and it was saying that, you know, even though we're on lockdown now, we may make it through this, we're going to make it through this. The government now knows how easy it is to have everyone in their home and control their whereabouts. Think about that for a minute.
That's a little scary, bro.
Think about that for a minute.
That's a little scary.
So without the Second Amendment, we wouldn't be able to protect ourselves if the government decided to do something stupid.
And we're not against the government.
No, not at all.
We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. Just kidding. I'm sorry.
Oh, is that like a speech from the early 80s?
Yeah, it was. It really was. It was a speech off the beginning of a rap song, too.
You know, it's like I said, we're not against the government, but it's like right now the government knows that they can lock us down really quickly with a disease something that we think that we can't see. And control us.
Look, I'm going to put it like this.
This is what the Second Amendment is for.
Yeah, you're right. This is what it's for. Protecting yourself and those who are in your household.
And being able to form a militia.
being able to form a militia. Now I'm a little hesitant on forming militias. I mean, I don't have any experience in it. And the experience I do have with any with in any contact with militia just doesn't sit right with me. But I'm not going to say that they're not useful. I'm not going to say that they should be completely disbanded. What I am going to say is this. I, like every other red-blooded American, wish to have the ability. I don't have to have a gun. I want my ability to get one and not be, you know, accosted, arrested, put on charges. I want my Second Amendment. I want all of us to have our Second Amendment. And you know what?
That's all we're asking for.
And all of you listen to the sound of my voice. I bet if every single able-bodied, non-incarcerated individual went out like within the next few days and got their concealed carry license, I bet they changed some laws real quick.
Oh, extremely.
It'd be real quick.
Now, I'm going to say this. I don't care if it sounds controversial. Don't really care.
Okay.
But if, let's just say, black people.
Uh-oh.
One in every black people.
You're going to go here, aren't you?
Went and got a gun. How fast you think they might start banning guns? I went there.
Pretty fast.
I said, okay, so when there's a school shooting that happens and they want to ban guns, we get behind it. We're like, yeah, man, kids shouldn't have assault rifles. Oh, man. But then you look, you're like, oh, well, these kids are white. So, you know, first world problems.
Ooh.
I said it.
Ooh. No, wait, you know, wait. DC Sniper was black, though.
Yeah, the one. the two mass shootings.
There's always one.
You know, and then let's look at places like Chicago, where you know 95% of the gun violence up there is with black folks, but yet and still they're not stopping black people from buying guns because they can't, because of the Second Amendment.
Man, you know them. Everybody up in Chicago ain't buying. I'm gonna ask my brother-in-law. Everybody is not buying guns. Some of them are not buying the guns. That's all I'm saying. Some of them are not buying guns.
I know that. I'm just saying the way media, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC want you to think is that Chicago is the gangland of the whole world.
They call it Chirac.
Chirac is just Chicago and Iraq combined, for anyone who doesn't know. So, you know.
My bad.
They believe that that's the gang capital of the world, the Chicago.
The world. Mm-hmm.
So if they haven't limited and stopped the sale of arms and guns in Chicago, where it's the gang capital of the world, then you best believe that it's not going to happen anytime soon here in the entirety of the United States of America.
In the dang entirety.
Okay,
nah, you're right, though. You're right. Okay, so we talked about why the Second Amendment came into play, why the Second Amendment came into play, what the Second Amendment specifically says, and how it applied back then, and how it applies to now.
Yep.
And if anyone wants to make any comments, I mean, you're listening to DVRadio.net. And if you're listening to this, it is DVRadio.net. I know. I'm sorry. I'm new here. And since you are, there is a chat. And if you have any questions or any comments, go ahead and put it in the chat. And if you're listening to it and it's you're listening to it as a backup, not a backup, off our normal schedule time, which is Thursdays at 1900 or 7 o'clock for those of you who are uninitiated, please go ahead and email. You can email me because I have my email set up now. It's called grownassmanspeaks@gmail.com. That is I'm gonna use the phonetic alphabet. For those of you who don't know how to use it, you're gonna use it today. Golf, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey, November, Alpha, Sierra, Sierra, Mike, Alpha, November, Sierra, Papa, Echo, Alpha, Kilo, Sierra @gmail.com. Was that fun?
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
And
that
I didn't
fun.
Stutter, sir. I didn't
yeah,
stutter.
That's
like,
good.
Man, when I pledged and I started saying the Greek alphabet too, like alphabetic, okay, no, all right. I'm good. But
oh my God, we got to do a show on that. I don't understand pledges, but that's something else.
Are
I don't
we?
Understand Greek pledges. We might. We'll explore that.
Sir, we can. We can get that done.
We will explore that because I think what we will explore it. We will explore that.
No, tell us what you think because we're gonna come back to it.
I'll tell you what I think when we explore it.
Oh. So that sounded dirty. I'm a little concerned about this right now. But okay.
Man. Okay, you guys are listening to True Information here with me, Marquis Davis, and Grown Ass Man.
I'm grown ass. You better tell your mama about me.
So we are discussing the Second Amendment, and if you don't know what the Second Amendment is, please, please, please leave the country.
Because we just told you.
Get the hell out.
We told you, like, twice.
Get the hell out if you don't know what the Second Amendment is.
Yo, like, real talk, I wonder if, like, today's high school students can tell me what the first 12 amendments are. Like, you know how people be, like, hits on the street and everything, you go out in public and start, and, you know, you got recorded and everything. So please tell me at least the first 5 amendments of the United States Constitution.
I mean, and you know, the most important amendment that we've ever had is the 19th Amendment.
Which is?
The right. Isn't that the one for the women's to, yeah, the 19th Amendment is women to vote.
Women's suffrage?
Yeah, that's it.
Women suffer. To suffer. Like, I usually, when I say that, do I have to suffer women? Is that what I'm saying?
I think so.
Okay. Which I'm pretty sure it means to listen. No.
Okay, so the 19th wasn't the suffrage one.
Okay.
It was the right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of sex. So that gave a lot because remember, black men had the right to vote before black women did.
Yeah, you're right.
And I know we're getting off topic here, but again, I'm a constitutionalist, and I like everybody to be included into the Constitution and understand it because that's where your rights are at. That's where everything you say you know, being a HOTEP or a sovereign citizen, comes from the Constitution.
Yep.
Okay, I know the law of the land and your local congresses, your local elected officials make laws, but if they don't stem from the Constitution, then they're illegal. Mm. They don't apply to you.
They don't.
So the Second Amendment applies to everyone who is a United States citizen. And you have to understand that the Second Amendment is there for a very, very, very strong, legit reason that still applies to this day. So anyone trying to take away your Second Amendment right to bear arms will eventually try to take away your First Amendment right to have freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom to assemble, which right now we can assemble. Can we assemble right now during the COVID-19 quarantine?
Yeah, on Facebook Live.
Oh, but we can't assemble in person, can we? You know, I'm sorry. I'm going into a conspiracy theory spill here, and I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
Look, that's another show. We're going to have to start writing these down, man.
I'm telling you, though. So, you know, I'm saying this now, but eventually this Second Amendment thing is going to peek its ugly head out again, and this time it won't be because of a school shooting.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be for us the need, for our need to form a militia.
I'm still serious. I'm still very serious when I say this. Let me get closer to the microphone when I say, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are within the sound of my voice, if you have the ability to, I want you to find out how to register for a weapon in your living area, in your state, in your county. Find out and then go do it. Register and get a weapon. That's what I'm saying.
Now, you don't have to use it, but when the time is necessary,
but you do have you're going to have to. So, you know.
You're going to have to use it.
Yeah.
When the time comes.
Practice. It's fun. Man, bust a shots. Bow, 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 bow. It's fun. It's fun.
You're making it sound a lot more fun than what it actually is.
You don't want that one. Don't get that one. You don't want that one. You want to go to bam. Oh, shit. Bam.
You know what's not fun?
What?
Having to wake up at 3:30 in the morning to go draw my weapon and sit in the back of an LMTV, ride down some old dusty road.
Ooh.
Get 15 speeches and lectures on what not to do on the range.
All right, Private. This will be your orientation to my range. This is my range, and this is not your range. If you look to your left, not my left, you will see the latrines. If you look to your right, my left, you will see the gut truck. Look here, Privates. Please, everyone, hold up your earplugs. Make sure they're not 3M.
Yeah, where's your ear pro at? Hold your ear pro up.
Make sure they're not 3M.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, I used to go to those ranges and be like, listen, okay? I've been to a million and one ranges. Can you please stop giving me the same speech over and over again? Look, I know how to shoot. Leave me alone.
No, I'm sorry. See, I would be okay with that statement, but I am not. And here's why. As a company commander, this is my company. My company. Mm-hmm. I was on the range with my company. I was flagged. And those of you who don't know what flagged is, when you are on a firing range and you are in the military and on a firing range, you do not point your weapon anywhere except where, Marquis?
Downrange.
You would point your weapon up and down range. I had a weapon, what does it say, two, three times, pointed near me.
You had some dumb soldiers.
I had some dumb soldiers. And you know what? I almost punched one and my first sergeant stopped me. I almost just clocked his ass. And I was upset because I don't feel like dying.
You didn't have a Sergeant Davis on your range. That's a problem.
Man,
Let me tell you what we used to do, man. So we used to, whoever had duty week, right? We would run the ranges during, you know, we had ranges stuff. Mm-hmm. So we would identify, we would ask the NCOs, hey, who's your weakest shooters? And they'd be like, oh, this person. We would give them 340 round magazines.
Oh, like,
hey, this is your target, the 10 meter target. You have 10 rounds engaged.
Bam. Bro, we just hit pop, 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 bam, pop, 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 bam, 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 bam. He was like, well, hey. And all the other shooters looking around like, wait, he done passed 10.
We'd be like, listen, just shoot till your magazine empty. Just try to hit it as many times
bam, bam,
as possible.
Bam, 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 bam. Rogers, are you okay?
See, this is one of my points too, okay? Just because we were in the military, we had this experience. But the Second Amendment allows you to have this experience as well.
Woo-hoo!
You can go to any gun range you see around. You can rent weapons and shoot at the gun range.
Man, I rented... I forgot what it's called, but it was a... you know what? I rented a weapon. It was fun, and I shot it. And then I put it down, and I went home. That's what happened.
I mean, but that's the truth, though. That's what you can do.
Yeah.
You can gain practice without even having to buy the weapon.
Don't have to buy it. Nope.
Don't have to buy it. You know, we also used to have two good shooters on the left and right hand side of a bad shooter in the middle to shoot their targets. We did everything
wow.
like that.
Wow.
We did not want to be on that range all day having to pick up brass because somebody couldn't shoot till 1800.
Makes complete sense, sir.
Like, no. You can't shoot. All right, get back in line. Hey, Private Rodriguez, and I need a hunter. Come here. Y'all get right here, and y'all shoot her targets.
Did you take the D out of his name just now, Rodriguez?
Yeah, dude. Okay, so here's a quick story, people, from my military experience. We had three Rodriguezes at one time, right?
You cut out.
So we had three Rodriguezes at one point, okay?
Right.
We had Sergeant Rodriguez. Right. We had baby Rodriguez.
Not baby Rodriguez.
And we had middle Rodriguez, so we called him Hot Rod. So we had Baby Rod, Hot Rod, and Sergeant Rod.
Okay.
And Sergeant Rod couldn't speak English for nothing.
Oh.
Baby Rod was a scaredy cat.
Okay.
And Hot Rod, he's now, I think he's the first sergeant now.
It's one out of three. It's one out of three.
Always one out of three Rodriguez is going to be a first sergeant.
That's dope.
But it comes full circle with understanding your rights. And as a right, even though I think Sergeant Rodriguez was an immigrant, he had the right to join the military and become a citizen, which he now has the right to bear arms, which is the Second Amendment.
Yay. Go out and get your guns, people.
And with that, this has been True Information with me, Marquis Davis, and
grown ass man. You better tell your mama about me. That's what you better do.
Tell your mama about me.
No. Tell your mama about me, man. That's my ad lib, dude.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, okay. My bad. Don't tell your mama about me.
No, tell about me. I'm a grown ass man. I do what I want.
You guys have a great night.
Peace out.